Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Streaming time, everybody. Welcome back. Show two here on this Thursday afternoon. I think I got some fuzz in my beard. I'm going to have to do some work with my lawnmower. Thanks to our buddies over at manscaped.com, where the promo code ETHOS20 gets you 20% off and free shipping. Snuck that in there. Did not intend to, but felt fuzz in my beard. All right, you guys know the plan by now. If you guys don't know how these shows work, very quickly, we're going to go over the worst schedule starting today. We're going to go over the best schedule starting today and the guys that you should consider putting on your head-to-head streaming roster. This show is for head-to-head leagues, mostly playoff formats, or maybe I should say all playoff formats, but mostly leagues that are in the playoffs right now. The latest they could, one would assume, possibly start would be next week. Unless you were in a very shallow, like an eight-teamer where only four teams make it. It goes to the end of the year. That's a crazy thing, but it exists. 12-teamers should already be in their playoffs. Even Yahoo leagues started already. They cut off the last week of the regular season. But I got to say, this week's been pretty horrible. A lot of players out. A lot of players out this week. Oof. Remember how last year I said we needed to lop off the final 3 weeks of the season in head-to-head? I think that might need to be four. We may not have lopped enough. I need additional lopping. Well, we'll talk about that when we get there. I'm Dan Vespers. I'm at Dan Vespers on Twitter. Please do find me over there. If you're watching on social media, all you got to do is click the follow button. If you're watching or listening somewhere else, please do take a moment to like, subscribe, so you can come back and join us again for the next one. Alrighty, let's begin. Here's your board. I try to zoom in on basically like, you know, surrounding 15, 16, 17 days, something like that. This is what the board looks like starting today, actually from a couple days ago, but you can get a look at Thursday through the end of the week, and then on into the beginning of next week if you're trying to front load things a little bit. Reminder that, of course, next week has very busy Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday is, what, 11? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Monday is 11 games. Wednesday is 12. Friday is also 12. And Sunday is 10. So you might be in overload mode potentially all of those days, hopefully as few of them as humanly possible. But that is going to color a bit how we plan towards next week on all of this stuff. Worst schedules from today is a pretty easy one. You really have two teams. Like, baby shout out to a fourth. But the worst schedules starting today belong to the Charlotte Hornets and the Memphis Grizzlies. Each of those teams have but one game the rest of this week. So, you know, the whole 1-4 situation, the Hornets play on Saturday, and then they do go on Monday of next week. So, you know, at least they get next week started properly. The Grizzlies play tomorrow. So if you really wanted to, you could try to hang on to your Grizz for one more day and then abandon ship on Saturday. Neither of these teams has what you'd call sort of a traditionally horrendous schedule. Each of them, I believe, look back up at Charlotte just to make sure. Yeah, they each have three games over the next 7 days, so it's not that it gets great after the one game over 4 days to finish this week, but it does go back to being pretty average, meaning if you extend any farther than 4 days, their schedule kind of moves back above the threshold. Typically the threshold that I like to talk about on this show where you want to get off of a player is someone who has fewer than 30% games per day over some length of time. So one game over 3 days, not quite enough. One game over four, okay, 25%. That's below that 30% threshold. Two games over seven, want to get out of the way. Two over six, 33%. That's borderline. It's bad. And obviously, the longer you go, you move that number up. Like if three games over 9 days is still 33%, but it's quite bad. Because you'll find a lot of teams that maybe even have as many as six games over 9 days. But in the short ones, when you're talking about two, three, four games, or days, 30% or lower is kind of your threshold there. So one game over four, one game over five, those are the ones where you need to have your cutoffs. Two over seven. As you get beyond that, you need to raise the threshold a little bit. Probably above 30%, more like 33 to 35% the longer you go for a long stream, this is. So that's something to keep in the back of your mind. So those are the teams where you're looking at possible drops. For Memphis, it's a hard one because all of a sudden, guys actually seem like they're getting minutes, but we don't know if the starters are going to play in their game tomorrow. So you almost can't abandon your Grizzlies. Like G.G. Jackson putting up these big numbers lately, and Santi Aldama's putting up these big numbers lately, and you got J.J.J. and Bane back lately. Conchar's been good. Kennard's been out, so he's probably already dropped. Charlotte, I think, is probably the easier one here. You should have dropped your Hornets a while ago, because they've had a terrible schedule since yesterday. Sorry. Bad schedule all week, but like you could have made it through Tuesday. One game over 5 days to finish the week is brutal. If you somehow managed to not do anything with your Hornet yesterday, I don't know why you're doing it today. You needed to make that move yesterday because you had a lot of players left that had three games in the week where you could have moved off your Hornet to do that. So there really isn't all that much you should be doing today from a drop standpoint unless you're dealing with an injury. Someone like a Jalen Johnson who just got ruled out for a full week. If you're in your playoffs, you can't sit on zeros for a week. And so if you can't stash him on an injured slot, you got to move off. Jordan Clarkson's been out for a while now. He's someone that needs to get dropped. Tyus Jones needs to get dropped. There's a lot of guys out there that are injured for a week or more that need to get dropped that aren't, frankly, top whatever high enough to sit on them. Like a Donovan Mitchell first rounder, you can't drop a first rounder. You find a way to stash him, and then anybody else that gets hurt, that's the guy that gets thrown out to the wastebasket. Okay, so now you know who to drop. Basically, injured players. Pretty much injured players only, because you should have already dropped your Hornets. And the Grizzlies, like, you might as well just make it through tomorrow because the players you're holding on to are probably pretty decent. Who do you pick up? There's one team. One. And they're way out ahead of everybody. And it's the New Orleans Pelicans. They have the best schedule, not just for the remainder of this week, but also all the way through Saturday of next week. And you're like, Dan, what the crap are you talking about? They only have a three-game week next week. Ah, but they play on all of the low traffic days. They call them quality days because those are the ones where you're not in overload mode. If you look at your schedule for next week right now, there's a high probability that if you haven't done any streaming yet, you haven't reconfigured, you probably have too many guys going on at least Wednesday and Friday, possibly Monday also. Meh, doubtful Sunday, but you know, anything's possible there. What you're able to do then, and you could look at your roster and you'd be like, oh, I got all these games played, but you could take your worst player that's an overload on Monday or just Wednesday and Friday and turn him into a Pelican where you can use all three games. The Bucks, by the way, also do this next week, but they only have two games the rest of this week. So Pelicans would be the preferred one. I would argue the Pelicans probably also have more options to stream with. The Bucks, I don't know that there's anybody on that team that's sitting on the wire that's streamable unless somebody dropped Malik Beasley, because he's been kind of up and down, and you know, when it looked like the team was getting healthy, it looked like he was going to turn into a turd, and he will, and he might be a turd, actually, in all three of those games next week, but again, you're turning zeros into non-zeros. But the Pelicans are your cash cow right now, because you get three games in four nights to finish this week, and you get three games next week that you can use all three of them. So if you have an injured player, for instance, but that's the silliest one of all, because then you're gaining six games played over the next 10 days. If you have, let's say you were dropping a Hornet and you forgot to do it yesterday or something like that, you're sitting on, I don't know, Trey Mann or Vasilij Micic or something like that, where, you know, one game over 4 days is just not going to be enough. You move to a Pelican. If you're looking back at what Charlotte has next week, for instance, they go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. They play on all four of the high traffic days. If this Hornet is your 10th or 11th or 12th best player, you slide up the guy behind them. You know, say they're your 10th best player. They were the last starter you were going to use on all four of those days. All right, you slide your 11th best player into their slot. I don't know. Let's hypothetically say you're overloaded Wednesday and Friday only. So you turn what is a two-game week for that player into a three-game week. Okay? So you're gaining a game. I should also mention that next week, if you're not in overload mode, it's almost impossible to stream. Does that make sense? If you're not in overload mode, whatever you do is going to pretty much cap out at a particular number. You pick up a guy that's playing on the overload days, you max those out, or you pick a guy who's picking up or playing on the non-overload days, whatever. The teams that are going to have a huge advantage next week are the teams that have star players on those quality days, because most teams next week are going to be overloaded on Wednesday and Friday, and many are going to be overloaded on Monday. It depends a little bit on how many roster slots you have. You know, Yahoo leagues have 13 roster slots, so 11 games are going. You know, odds are you're going to be right on the borderline. If you had 14 roster slots, so you have an extra player, you probably are going to have enough guys playing, because it's all about percentages. 11 out of 15, we've done this math on the show before, but I'll do it again just for the hell of it. 11 out of 15 possible games at 73.3%. And you need 10 out of your 13 guys to be active, that's 77%. So in a 10-game card, Yahoo, 13 roster slots with 10 games going, you're likely not going to be overloaded. Odds are you're on the underside of that. In an 11-game card, so that's 11 out of 13 now. Sorry, I'm flipping that backwards in my head. You need 10 guys out of 13. So you need... I spoke wrong on the math, but the idea was correct. It's not 11 out of 13. It's 11 out of 15, which is what I just said. 11 out of 15 was 73%. And if you need 10 to fill your roster slot, 10 out of 13 of your guys playing needs to be 77%. 12 out of 15 is, of course, 80%. So in all likelihood, you will have a maxed out Yahoo 13 roster slot order on a 12-game card and an 11-game card. More than 50% of the teams won't. But it does change depending on how many roster slots you have, because if you only need 10 out of 14 guys to be playing, that's 71%. So on an 11-game card, you probably will be maxed out if you have four bench slots instead of three. And on and on and on, and you guys can do the math on this, although, again, I butchered it the first time through. Hopefully it made sense the next time. All of that to say, next week is a very difficult week to stream. If you're in a Yahoo League with 13 starters, or 10 starters, 3 bench, 13 total slots, you will likely be overloaded on Wednesday and Friday, and you will likely be very close on Monday. Meaning that if you pick up someone who plays Monday, you may or may not need them. But if you pick up someone who plays Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you get to use all three. Also, you can move off of that player on Sunday. So like with Charlotte, again, we're talking about this example. If you have a Hornet, you gain 2 games the rest of this week in a 10-game stream from moving to a Hornet to a Pelican right now. You gain 2 games the rest of this week, and while it looks like you're actually losing a game next week, 4 versus 3, Charlotte, you're overloaded for 2 of those days. So the Hornets really only have a 2-game week next week that, I mean, maybe the guy you're dropping is better than, like I said, maybe it's your 10th best player, so you lose a little bit there by sliding your 11th player into that 10th roster slot on Monday and on Sunday. Say that you lose, instead of losing 2 games, let's say you lose like 1.8 or something like that by moving to a different streamer. You actually gain a part of a game next week. Because 2 games from your Hornet plus the difference of what you had to sacrifice in those overload days to slide your 11th guy up is about, call it 2.2 versus 3 of the streamer. So over the next 10 days, not only do you gain the 2 games this week, but you probably gain a little less than 1 game next week also. Let's talk a little bit about which players make sense. And we've done this with the Pelicans in the not that recent past, actually, when I think about it. I think the Pelicans just had a good pickup day, what, like 2 days ago or something like that? Was it that recent? I forget. Whatever the case, the nice thing is we've already talked about these players. We should also talk about the Kings very briefly. But for the Pels, it's Larry Nance, Najee Marshall, Jose Alvarado, and then if he was dropped, Jonas Valanciunas would be addable. Although, again, all of those guys, JV, Nance, and Marshall, not so much Alvarado, those three are like, you know, 150 to 175 range, probably maybe Nance a little bit above that because you can hunt percentages and steals. And then Alvarado is more like a little bit deeper, 150 to 200, 200 plus possibly. But there are a few options on the Pels. These guys are probably on waiver wires because they're not very good fantasy-wise. And then I do want to mention the Kings very briefly. Their schedule is not great. But there is a certain advantage to them because they go Monday and Tuesday of next week. So if you're in a Yahoo League and you might actually need one more player on a Monday, because slightly more than half of you out there in Yahoo Leagues will not be overloaded on Monday, the Kings go back-to-back to start next week and also finish off this week with two games left. They're the only team left that has two games left this week and starts next week with a back-to-back Monday-Tuesday. So that's where it's like, okay, well, I have a Charlotte Hornet. I can go to a King to gain one game this week, and I can also gain one game the first 2 days of next week. So you turn two games into four in that situation. And again, the hope is that you're not overloaded on Monday. If you're already overloaded on Monday, that's not really a move that makes a ton of sense. You gain one game over 6 days. Not a good enough ratio in my form of long streaming. We want to try to game as close to two games over a long stream as is humanly possible, preferably never doing something for shorter than a four-game span. So that'd be like Charlotte to Sacramento, Dallas to Sacramento is a team I didn't really mention. Everybody on Twitter was eating me alive because I was like, Dan, you didn't mention Dallas in your tweet as a team with a bad schedule. Yeah, they have a bad schedule, but they play tonight. So there's absolutely no reason to move off of your Maverick now because it's not like you had, who is even, like you didn't pick up Derek Jones Jr., did you? I hope not. We're talking about a guy like a Daniel Gafford right now, who's been great, but they have 3 days off after today. Can you hold someone like that for 3 days? Maybe. Maybe. Their schedule is a little easier to deal with, again, because they play today, and then you're like, look, I got no games the rest of this week, so if your season's over, you obviously can drop any Maverick, including Luka and Kyrie, and if your season continues, you can kind of wait it out a little bit. You don't have many options for a weekend back-to-back. In fact, I don't know that there are any weekend back-to-back. So, you know, if you're going to move off a Maverick, you should probably do it after today. Try to squeeze two games out the rest of this week. But also bear in mind, Dallas does start next week with a back-to-back. So you know your situation better than I do. If you're in a tight battle, then yeah, you'd have to abandon ship. But again, you're not going to do anything today. So why would I talk about it today? Sorry, folks, that wanted me to talk about the Mavericks. Their schedule doesn't get crappy until tomorrow, at least compared to these other ones. Quick check of the chat room. Who's got a streaming question before Dan goes to get a haircut? Dan, three games of Najee Marshall or one game of Desmond Bane? I think you got to go Marshall because there's actually no guarantee that Bane even plays against the tanking San Antonio Spurs. Can't take that zero. You could wait. Well, let's see. Which game is Memphis tomorrow? You could wait to tomorrow and then potentially swap him for somebody who has two games if Bane doesn't play. You maybe lose out on a little bit that way, but at least you have an opportunity to perhaps hang on to Desmond Bane if your season continues into next week because he's likely going to play in all three games next week. So that's probably what I would do there. Hang on, wait till you get the injury report tomorrow, and then if he's out tomorrow, then you got to go get somebody playing two games to make sure your season doesn't end. Coby White or Peyton Pritchard? It's got to be Pritchard. Kobe's been out. Are you concerned about Shohei Ohtani? I mean, sort of. I think there's a chance he gets suspended for this, but I don't think he's going to get kicked out of baseball or anything like that. I also think baseball wants to keep Shohei in at all costs. So I think there will probably be, as this investigation goes, there'll probably be some kind of punishment. And then they'll make sure that he gets back into it. My assessment, based on what I've read so far, is that he probably was trying to help out his buddy and didn't realize that helping out his buddy is also illegal. And that's going to be the, oh, whoops kind of thing. And then he's going to get dinged for doing something stupid, but not like, it's illegal and stupid, but not purposefully. It's like the, if you commit a crime, but you don't know you're committing a crime, it's still a crime, but folks tend to be a little bit more lenient with you. You know, like, oops, I wasn't supposed to jaywalk there. Oops, I wasn't supposed to help my friend cover a gambling debt with an illegal Orange County bookie. But I don't think he was personally betting. So they'll find a way to, I think they'll find a way to punish him. I just don't know exactly how much. And honestly, like, this is the year he can't pitch either. So if this season goes up in flames, we'll see. Do I drop Keyonte George after today for Peyton Pritchard, Delino Banton, someone like that? I mean, it really kind of depends on how tight your battle is, because George does have one more game the final 3 days this week. Portland has two, and because my brain is on the fritz, I already forgot who the other name was. Oh, Pritchard has two. Yeah, I mean, if your battle is super close, then yes, you'd go to Pritchard. But I'd love to figure out someone else to drop, because Keyonte puts up some pretty good numbers right now. Or Taylor Hendricks, two games, if we're comparing him to Najee Marshall with three. If that's what you're going for, I'd probably go with the guy with three games. But again, I think you try to wait on Bane, coming back to that question. Is LaMelo droppable if I need a spot to stream? Yeah, he's been droppable for weeks. I don't think that dude's playing this year. Dog, tell me, will Nance play all three games? Guarantee me that at once. Oh, I don't know. So he missed the last back-to-back, but it was listed as an illness, so I don't think it was a rest day. I think Nance plays the back-to-back. But I only am like 65% confident in that. Murphy, question mark? If Trey Murphy's available, then hell yeah. That's an amazing player to have for the next 10 days. Beautiful player. I'm very jealous of anybody that has Trey Murphy over the next 10 days. Hey, Dan, considering dropping Bane and adding Pritchard. Oh, so this question's come up a couple of times. So I still think that you hold on to tomorrow. There's no reason to do a Pritchard move today because they're not playing today. Hold on, Wayne, until tomorrow. Find out if Bane is playing or not. And if he's out and you're getting a goose egg, then yeah, you switch to Pritchard, you get the two-gamer. But if Bane is in tomorrow, then you can hold through that ballgame. There's no rush on this one. Hey, Dan, how long do you go for my playoffs starting next week? Yeah, we're going to try to do these 2 days basically until the end of the season. Maybe not the last couple of days. I mean, that last weekend. Also, I will not have a show like this on Saturday. My older kid has a Little League game at 8 in the frickin' morning, so we got to get out of here at like 7:15. God help me, there's no time to get them all ready for Little League and do a show. And my little one turns 4 this weekend, so his birthday party is like right after the Little League game, so I'm just gone all damn day. So tomorrow, we're going to do a Friday show that's a streamer-level show. It's going to cover Saturday as well. We'll do a little back-to-back there, and then Sunday, hopefully we can kind of loop back around and get back into the mix. Nerdy Nerd says, I know where to find you, Dan. Yeah, probably. Should I pick up Deuce McBride? Not until we know if he's starting or not. And plus, the Knicks have two games left this week, and then they go all the overload days next week, so meh. Depends on the drop a little bit. Also, I'm a little worried that Achiuwa ends up playing big minutes in one of those games, and McBride doesn't. Should I drop Daniel Gafford for Pritchard? Not today, man. Gafford plays tonight. After tonight, if you're in a dogfight, then yes. Thank you for the birthday wishes for my little dude. I will shortly have a 7 and a 4-year-old. And why does Dan wear a hat? Because his kids are expediting male pattern baldness. Deuce McBride, Larry Nance, De'Ron Sharp, question mark. Well, Nance has three games the rest of this week, so he has a leg up on the other dudes. If Claxton gets ruled out, and he was questionable with an illness last I checked, and I don't think anything's happened in the last half hour or so. So Nance for the three games. And then if Claxton is out, I'd probably go Sharp. But again, you know, the McBride thing, between Sharp and McBride, it's really going to come down to whether McBride is starting, whether Claxton's out. So I can't really make a call on those guys yet, but Nance has my sort of the preferred slot in the hopes that he plays all three ball games. Hopefully that was useful. All right, I got to go get a haircut. It's true. Set your lineups. Set it. Forget it. There's nothing more you can do now. You've made your moves. We'll be back at you with a two for tomorrow. I'm at Dan Vespris over on Twitter. If you're watching there, just hit follow. Anywhere else, please do subscribe. And frankly, if you're watching on Twitter, come over to YouTube, subscribe there, or iTunes, or Spotify, or something cast, or whatever nonsense. There's a thousand ways you can take in a pod. Those of you listening non-video, believe it or not, I've said this before, I've sort of pulled back the curtain a little. Those advertisements pay more than YouTube. I don't know if you guys know what CPM is, but that's how we get paid in ad dollars. It has to do with amount of money that's generated per thousand downloads. It's much higher for the non-video areas. For whatever reason, that's just the way it's built right now. YouTube is low, and traditional pod is like 4 to 5 times more. So if you have an opportunity to download and listen to the show in the traditional format, it's actually much more helpful to us here. But I'm going to keep doing these live ones. I think they're fun. I think it's a nice way to continue to kind of grow our YouTube, spread the word, whatever. And I'm grateful to all of you guys, no matter how you take in the show. Hugs and kisses. Question from Dave on the way out. Do I hold Gafford or Claxton all the way into next week? I'd rather have Gafford because he plays on Tuesday. So you get one extra possible game on kind of what you'd call an overload day. Between the two guys, if you're just like, okay, I don't have to worry about anything else, then Claxton's better. And he has an extra game between now and the end of next week. Gafford has 5, Claxton has 6. It's kind of a lot of things that go into this decision for the rest of this week. The answer is obviously Nick Claxton. For next week, it's probably Gafford because of scheduling. But there's no perfect solution to that one. See you guys tomorrow. We got a lot going on tomorrow. A lot. Stick with us. We're still riding. I'm Dan. I'm out.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.